Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's bonus episode is all about the benefits of surrendering to God, or the benefits of having a relationship with God. This is a video podcast, so this is also available on my YouTube at Tatum Tamia. The link is in the show notes. I hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you follow me on social media at Tatum Tamia. Follow the podcast, Blessed and Bossed Up. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss any of the content that we have coming out. In this video, I want to talk to you guys about the benefits of having God lead your business, because it can get really easy to just try to figure things out on our own, or we can see how other people are doing business and it may seem like they're doing better than us. So we want to adopt some of the same strategies and tools that they're using and get away from the path that God has us on. And if you've been following me long enough, I always talk about the importance of making God the CEO, and not just for what he can do for us, because I believe that's a space that keeps a lot of us stuck and held back and unproductive, because we're seeking God, or out of alignment really is a better term for it, because we're seeking God for his hand and not his heart. And we're seeking God because, oh, I want to live this life. I want to get this. I want to have that, as opposed to just truly understanding some of the deeper, more practical benefits of him leading your business. And this isn't even on my notes right here, but the biggest benefit, honestly, is peace of mind. Like, you don't have to worry about if you're going to be successful when God is leading your business. It's just a matter of when. And you can know for a fact that whatever process or pruning process that he has you going through, it may hurt, it may be painful, but it's going to work out for your good. Because whether you're living a Christian life or you're just living a life in the world, a common denominator is life is going to happen. It's not going to all be peaches and cream. It's not going to all be amazing 24/7. But the difference of going through certain pruning seasons or certain stretchings for God versus for yourself or for the enemy is that that stretching is going to make you limber, is going to make you flexible, is going to make you more equipped to be able to handle whatever it is that God has for you. But when you're doing that for the world or going through things as a result of your own decisions, that's just going to end in more destruction, more frustration, more pain. But the great thing about just doing business God's way or living life for God is it's all going to work out. And business specifically is hard. It's hard for anybody. You know, you're especially when you're building something from scratch, you're trying to build this company, you're trying to build this brand, you're trying to build whatever it is that you have your hands in. It's hard. But when you're doing it God's way, you get that guidance and you get that instruction, you get that predestined path to where you could trust that the person that is telling you what to do, the one that is leading you and giving you these instructions, are leading you to something that's bigger and that's greater than what you could have even come up with for yourself. And I'm so grateful for that, because ever since I started doing business God's way, where I'm at right now was not what I came up with when I got into entrepreneurship in 2015. This is not where I saw myself. But now that I'm here, where I have this company, Anchor Media, that's so amazing, and we're able to hire a team and we're able to help other people grow in their craft and grow with a common goal, with not just in the business, but in their personal lives. Like, I'm able to impact people internally as well as externally. I'm able to be a part of an industry, talking about media, that writes the soundtrack to life. Like, that is a huge assignment. It's not what I wanted to do, but now that I'm here, I'm so grateful that God saw me fit to be in this space. And I'm grateful for just the peace of mind that I have to know that, okay, if God says jump, this jump about to be something amazing. If God says go, I may not know where I'm going, but I know when I get there, it's going to be good for me, or I'm going to learn something, or I'm going to be better on the other half of it. So I can't urge you guys enough. I don't want to just sell you on God's hand, because I think when we get into that faith and business space, that's where we can find ourselves a lot of the times, telling people like, oh, well, you make God the CEO, you're going to be a millionaire tomorrow. If you make God the CEO, then you're going to be super successful. I don't want to just sell you on his hand, because I don't want you to get into this life just trying to use him. I want to sell you on his heart. I want to sell you on the peace of mind. I want to sell you on that security. I want to sell you on his love. I want to sell you that it is the best thing in the world to just be God's daughter. Aside from the entrepreneur, aside from the influencer, it is the most amazing and secure place to be in when you are just in the space of being God's daughter. And there may be some of you guys who listen to this who are like, what does that even mean? Because I don't even know how to be my father's daughter. Like, my father may not be around, or my parent in the natural may not be what I felt like they should be. So I don't even know how to be God's daughter or accept an unconditional love because I've never experienced that. But I really challenge you to prioritize building that relationship, that one-on-one relationship. We have the society, which is our membership community with the podcast, where you can grow in faith and business. And so join us over there, because there we can, we do prayer calls every week. We have Bible studies, and we do a lot of the foundational things to build that relationship. But I can't have a platform where we're talking about faith and business and talk so much about business to where I don't speak enough about the benefits of just being God's daughter. And it's so funny because this is not even where this video was supposed to go. Like, we're supposed to talk about the importance of him leading business, and that's how it started. But we're going to end with the most important thing, which is, I want you to be God's daughter. And being his daughter may lead you to the CEO. It may lead you to a career. It may lead you to a nonprofit. It may lead you to wherever. But the most important thing is to abide in him, is to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, is to stay at his feet, is to serve him, is to seek him, is to live righteously. That is what matters in this life. And all of the details, the Holy Spirit will guide you as far as what business to start or where to go with your career and all of these things. But we're going to end this video just emphasizing the importance of being God's daughter and building that one-on-one relationship with him. So that's it. This video wasn't even as organized as it was supposed to be, but that's what happens. You just let Holy Spirit lead. So if you're looking for resources to help build your relationship with God, click. If you're looking for resources to build your relationship with God, click the link in the description. It'll take you to my Amazon store with all of my favorite faith-based books about how to hear from God, mindset, the Bible that I always recommend. It's a ton of resources there for you. And of course, join us over in the society. The link for that will be in the description as well. So again, make sure you like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, all of the YouTube lingo, and I'll see y'all in the next video.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.